Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 720 down 3. July, 712 and 3 quarters, down 4 and 3 quarters. Soft May wheat, 650 down 9 and a quarter, now 9 and a quarter, fluctuating back and forth. July, 655 up 9. The May is up 9 as well. March corn, 474 up 2. July, 483 and 3 quarters, up 1 and a half. December, 479 up 1. March soybeans, 1428 up 8 and 3 quarters. July, 1402 and 3 quarters, up 8 and a half. November, 1188 up 11 and a half. March soybean meal, 453.70 up a dollar. March soybean oil, 43.89 up 25 cents. April live cattle, 143.82 and a half, up 67 and a half. March feeders, 174.15, up 45. Lean hogs for April, 116.42 and a half. They're up now 47 and a half. And those lean hogs, by the way, in April were as high today as 118.57 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, overnight, the bears tried to push the downside, and when we came into work early in the morning, there was some red on the screen since the opening bell and the open outcry session. Looks like the bulls have regained some control of the marketplace.
Yeah, you know, there's been a little bit of comeback in here. We were pretty hard on the markets yesterday for no worse than that report was or what we were expecting, what we're looking at in here. And there's still a lot of balls in the air, Dave. You know, what's the Chinese situation really with their economy ongoing good? And then what's the early planning going to look like with all the frozen ground and snow and another round of snow coming back in tomorrow? So a lot of things up in the air.
Well, I think the narrative on soybeans has changed dramatically in the last 6 to 8 weeks. Now you have doubts about the size of South American soybean production, and it is going downward, not upward. You also have the narrative where ending stocks at 145 million bushels are not believed by most anybody. Everybody seems to think the number is somewhat smaller than that already. You have tremendous reporting every Monday of shipments, and if you had those kind of numbers a couple more weeks in beans, you would already be at the number for the year, and that says ship no more beans for the balance of the year, and we're only 30 weeks into the year at that point.
Yeah, isn't it great to have a good market like that? And it's great to see that China is canceling Brazilian beans this year rather than U.S. beans. And like you say, that's what's sort of keeping us hanging around here in the bean market. You know, also like that, though, we have seen the crushers, the basis level has dropped quite sharply on the bean meal in the last 2 weeks. And, of course, China is basically sort of standoffish. They'd like to cancel as many beans as they could because their crush margins are worst it's been in 2 years.
So all in all, I suppose you look at 11.88 and three quarters November, and boy, that seems like a number you might want to reward in some way.
You know, you're 100% right, Dave. I think depending on if you do or don't have some sold, those are numbers that say this is a whole lot better than it was a month ago. And it's also a little bit of green when you put it through the cash flow for the year. And that's something that if we do have all the bean acres planted that are possibly projected to be planted by a lot of guys, and if the government will give us back some of those acres that were prevented plant from last year, that might be a real good price come fall.
So I guess the question is, how much more bullish do you want to be in the soybean market? I mean, can you see $12 plus November beans?
Well, that depends on what happens over the next 2 months as far as weather, Dave. I mean, we're going to see if we can get timely plantings in, if we can get those extra acres and things like that. It's going to be awful hard to do, but if we have some delays, we have some weather problems, we maybe see an El Nino come through and it's dry here and whatever that along the way, we could see it later. But that's why we're saying we probably aren't going over 40 to 50% sold if you're aggressive, you know, at this point in time because of what could happen with the weather down the road.
Let's turn our attention then to corn. And the narrative there is that traders were somewhat disappointed they didn't get a smaller U.S. ending stocks number yesterday, and that world stocks are getting a little bit bigger. However, there's also the narrative that we were up to $5 corn, well, for all intents and purposes, in December last week, and probably many hedgers took advantage of that and probably are where they want to be in their marketings.
You know, they should have. And $5 corn was very much of a goal. And we look at things, and even with some weather problems, we're still going to have a tremendous crop for next year if things go on and have a bigger carryout. So, you know, basically that is a price where I saw people in our area talk more about switching back to more corn acres that of what they were going to switch to beans. They weren't going to switch to quite as many acres of beans. So it is an area that is profitable. It's an area where a lot of guys had targeted for, and we did have the chance to do it.
So going forward over the next 60 days, we've kind of talked a little bit about the beans pretty well. Going forward in corn over the next 60 days, what are your anticipations?
Well, I think, first off, you know, we're going to see a delayed spring to a degree just because of the frost, because of more snow coming in and a little cooler weather here, and we aren't going to be in the fields as early in April as we generally are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to have a little bit of an impact to keep us a little bit stronger that way. But, you know, as we look at everything coming along here, I think that if we can get in the field and get going and we can keep the corn prices up a little bit, we won't see quite the switch to beans that we were talking about earlier, because farmers do like to plant corn.
They do indeed. And it, what was proven to me beyond a shadow of a doubt last year is if you get a week, they can get a heck of a lot of corn in. I mean, if you recall, we were way behind, and all of a sudden, boom, we got a clear week, and we just put a ton of corn in that one week.
Yes, we did, and we still have that capability for this year too, Dave. The machinery, the technology, the GPS steering, those tractors can run 24 hours a day as long as you got an extra guy to sit in there.
Yeah, it's amazing now. So at the end of the day, when the dust settles, what are we left with out of this report that we need to take forward?
Well, I think that basically we know we've got a tight bean situation, an old crop here in the U.S., but not in the world. And we know that we are having some good demand for corn, and corn doesn't have to be as cheap as we thought it maybe did, but it also doesn't have to go to the moon either.
So let's look forward, because the next piece to fall will be at the end of the month of the planting intentions report. I am sure people are going to start talking about it if they haven't already.
I think that was a topic last week, let alone this week. So, you know, yes, we're going to be looking ahead to that. We're going to see if they find those acres that were in prevent plant last year and put them anywhere where they leave them out to the equation again. We're going to also probably get the we'll get the stocks report and see how our feed usage is really progressing.
I do think that when we had the economic forum from the chief economist in the end of February, he was a little light on his acres. I think everybody seems to think that.
Well, that's the general consensus out there. We plan on planting them every year just because they were prevented last year. We're hoping we don't have that wet a spring or that much problems getting the crop in.
Thank you, Wayne. We'll talk to you again this afternoon.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick in the marketplace. March corn, 475 and a quarter, up 3 1/4. July, 484 and 3/4, up 2 1/2. December, 479 1/2, up 1 1/2. March soybeans, 1428 1/2, up 9 1/4. July, 1404 and 3/4, up 10 3/4. November, 1189 3/4, up 13 1/4. March soybean meal, 456.60, up 390. March soybean oil, 43.89, up 2 bits. April live cattle, 143.57 1/2, up 42 1/2. March feeders, 174.20, up 50. And April lean hogs have turned negative. They're 115.60. They are down 40 after being as high today as 118. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILO 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.